called for support for Palestinians. A total of four different people peacefully called for support of the Palestinian people and for a ceasefire. And when BBC News
I grew up in his. Islamic community. My next door neighbors were from Jenin. They were Palestinian. And I learned about Israel through an Arab Islamic lens. And so I had a very, very basic understanding that Israel was an apartheid state, the oppressors, you know, these colonizers. And that all changed in 2017 when I first came to this land. And I saw that I had been lied to. And I saw the truth on the ground and the beauty of the Jewish people. Well, I grew up in an Islamic community. My next door neighbors were from Jenin.
Here's everything you need to know about what BBC News just did. On Sunday, there was an awards show held in Scotland for the film industry, and BBC News was covering and broadcasting this award ceremony. During the awards ceremony, multiple people who had won awards went up to the stage and called for a ceasefire, called for support for Palestinians. A total of four different people peacefully called for support of the Palestinian people and for a ceasefire. And when BBC News uploaded the footage of that ceremony online, they cut all four of those people out of the broadcast. One person had their entire speech cut out. At first, nobody noticed that BBC News had purposely censored their messages. But then people who were at the awards show began watching the video and noticed that all of these messages were cut completely out. And so now BBC News has to answer as to why they cut out only the pro-Palestinian messages. It's funny because they have reached out to me 5 or 6 times in the last 2 months for an interview. And I'm glad I've said no now. Because I know they don't actually care about genocide or the Palestinians. We know which side they're on. That's everything for what's going on with BBC News. Remember, have a great day. Thanks for watching and free Palestine.